I'm Tracy Ellis, and this is The Elephant in the Dome, the official podcast of the Washington State Senate Republican Caucus. Republicans and Democrats speak at a 2023 legislative session preview sponsored by the Association of Broadcasters and Allied Daily Newspapers. Restore public safety, return affordability, reboot education. Senate Republican leader John Braun says his caucus's priorities for the current session haven't changed much from the last session.
There's still affordability, the cost of food, of gas, of housing, of childcare are frankly unaffordable for many Washingtonians today. And even if they could afford it 6 months ago, just barely, today they probably can't because of inflation. They probably got a raise in there, and they still can't afford it. They're living on credit. This is a real problem. And then education, and I whatever the polls say, this is a huge important problem. There's both a immediate problem with learning loss, and there's a long-term structural funding problem that we're falling behind yet again. The bottom line is, you know, whether we think the last couple years when we were not in person were consequential or productive, we haven't solved the problems. We must do better. Whether it's the dying dreams of home ownership in our state, you know, the chance of you owning a home in our state are significantly lower than they were only a few years ago. The deaths of despair right now, if you are under 60, your second leading cause of death is overdose. We got to do better. If too much crime, we're at 25-year highs. Education. One in three students is failing in reading and math. You know, when we solved got through McCleary only 5 years ago, we were a top 10 in the nation in schools. Now we're average. We're not getting better. We're falling behind. So yes, there's a lot happening, but we're not solving these fundamental problems that we have around our state. So I hope that we can work together. These are solutions. Often we agree on many of the problems. Sometimes we agree on the solutions. Hopefully there's openness to work through the issues and solve these problems for all of Washington.
Senate Republican budget lead Linda Wilson says there is money to help people hurting from rampant inflation.
About $4.5 billion to work with. And that is certainly not the $15 billion that we had at the beginning of last year, but that's still certainly a lot of money. And I think that my caucus would put that toward tax relief. And we just saw a poll come out recently where economy is one of the biggest, the top concern of us people in our state. And I think we should be pretty laser focused on that and what we could do to help make Washington affordable. And I imagine that in all likelihood, the Democrats are not going to look at the tax relief that we've been looking at. History tells us that. Inflation is, 7.5%? Almost 8% right now, but that's in general. When you look at food and your staples, it's off the charts. It's like up over 25%. I saw 12 eggs, a carton of eggs the other day for $10.99. I mean, when you're home and you're baking, that's a staple. So your bread, your flours, your milk, all that is way high. I really think that there's a lot of middle-income people that are barely making it. If it worked for them 6 months ago, it certainly isn't now. But now we're looking at a recession coming. So this is the time to do a substantial and meaningful tax relief.
The 2023 legislative session runs through April. This is The Elephant in the Dome, the official podcast of the Washington State Senate Republican Caucus. I'm Tracy Ellis.